Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Orphaned by death and desertion, Julie Martin is a lonesome little girl in spite of the friendship and love she's found in the home of Penny Gibbs. Because Julie's mother can't be found, the Reverend Dr. Judson has advised that the child be returned to her grandmother in New York. So this morning, Penny is getting Julie ready for the trip.
Yeah, you want to look your best to see your grandma, don't you, Julie? Now let's see if that dress fits the way it should.
It's all right, Aunt Penny.
Okay, turn around. Let's see, honey.
Grandma won't mind how I look.
Yes, she will. Oh, Julie, you look adorable.
Aunt Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to?
Do you have to what?
Do I have to go to Grandma?
Yes, darling, you have to.
But I like it here.
We like having you here, Julie,
You're punishing me for being bad, hiding in the closet. I just know.
Oh, Julie, you can't say that going to see your grandma's punishment. That isn't nice.
But I have to do something I don't want to do. That's being punished.
No, darling. You're doing something you ought to do, and that's not being punished. Now, wait a minute. Let's fix that bow in your hair. It doesn't look quite right.
I don't care.
All nice little girls care how they look.
Aunt Penny,
mm-hmm.
If I'm awful good and do everything I'm told, can't I stay here? Please, can't I stay?
Julie, I want you to stay just as much as you want to, but... Darling, look, we better hurry. It's almost train time. You like to ride in trains, don't you?
Sometimes.
Well, this is going to be one of those times. We'll have a lot of fun. Did you say goodbye to everybody?
Yes, except Uncle Freddy. He isn't here.
Well, he will be in a few minutes, darling. He promised to come in from the farm just to say goodbye to you.
I don't want to say goodbye to anybody. I don't want to go.
Julie, maybe it'll be just for a little while.
No. You're never going to let me come back.
Yes, I am, darling. Everybody wants you back. They told you so, didn't they?
Yes, but they were just saying it. Nobody wants me.
Oh, Julie, that's not true.
Then why are you taking me away?
Because you miss your mother, darling, and we can't find her. And there's a much better chance that you'll be happy with your grandmother than with us. And a much better chance that you'll see your mother soon again.
Will Mother come to Grandma?
A lot sooner than she come back here. So now do you see why it's better for you to go back to your grandma's?
Yes. But I still like it better here.
Well, let's hope you'll be back soon. Now go ahead, run out on the porch and look for Uncle Freddy. He should be driving in from the farm any minute. And maybe if you ask him nicely, he'll take us to the station.
Hi there, Julie!
Uncle Freddy! Uncle Freddy!
Well, you were waiting out on the porch for me, huh?
Oh, Uncle Freddy, I didn't think you'd ever get here.
Well, I wouldn't let anything stop me, Julie. Hey, you know, you look like one of those nice expensive dolls you see in a high-class store. Oh, your grandmother's sure going to get an awful eyeful when she sees you. You all packed up?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, come on, let's go in and get your bags. You know, it's not long till the train pulls out.
Uncle Freddy.
Hmm?
Don't let them take me away.
Oh, nobody's taking you away, Julie. You're just going back where you belong and where you'll be a happy kid again.
You don't want me here either, do you? You don't like me either.
Oh, now look, Julie. Didn't I drive all the way in from the farm just to say goodbye to you?
Yes.
And didn't I promise you a going away present?
Yes.
Well, there's a present for you in the back of the car, just like I promised. Now, doesn't that sound as if I like you?
Yes.
You want to see the present right now?
No.
What's the matter, Julie?
I don't want to go. I like it here. I have fun. Why do I have to go away, Uncle Freddy? Why do I?
Well, Julie, we got to do a lot of things we don't like to do. Well, don't ask me why. I'm not that smart. I just know that that's true. Because I've had to do a lot of things in my life I didn't want to do either. Yeah, Julie, even when you're little, you get a kicking around.
Kicking around? What's that? Like kicking a ball?
Yeah, Julie, just like kicking a ball. Booted back and forth, up and down the field, from goal to goal, and when you finally do get kicked where people want you to go, you're sort of beat up and battered.
You are?
Guess you didn't quite get that, did you, Julie? Well, that's all right. Doesn't matter. Look, the point is, Julie, and I guess the right way to look at it is this. We've got to do a lot of things we don't want to do. But a lot of things we don't want to do are good for us. Like eating our carrots, for instance.
I'll eat carrots all the time if I don't have to go away.
Well, Julie, even too many carrots aren't quite right for you either. Honest, Julie, it's right for you to go to your grandmother's. Maybe it'll make you a little unhappy, but it'll make your grandmother happy. And it's a good thing to make people happy, isn't it?
Yes. But do we have to be sad about it?
Well, sometimes, a little bit. But after a while, we aren't sad because we know we've done something that's good for someone else. Now, you believe your Uncle Freddy, don't you?
Did you be sad to make somebody happy, Uncle Freddy?
Why, sure. Lots of times I did. And people have been unhappy to make me happy, too. Someday it'll be your turn to be happy and somebody else will have to feel sad, Julie.
I don't want anyone to feel bad on account of me. I'd rather be sad myself.
Oh. Well, in that case, Julie, I guess you ought to go to your grandmother's with a smile on your face. Because you'll be keeping other people from being sad.
Aunt Penny will be sad if I don't go?
Well, yes, she will in a way. Because she knows it's right for you to go. And she can't do the right thing if you won't let her.
And you think it's right too, Uncle Freddy?
Why, sure I do, Julie. And you know I don't want you to go. But we've had a lot of fun together, and we're going to have more, too. I'm going to miss you, Julie, because you're my favorite little girl. In fact, just about my top favorite, big or little. After all, you know, I'm just a kid myself, Julie.
Oh, you're silly, Uncle Freddy. You're all grown up.
Got a laugh out of you, didn't I? Sure, you're going to your grandmother's with a great big smile, huh?
Yes, Uncle Freddy. If you make me laugh all the way to the station.
Well, you'd better laugh, because if you don't, I'm going to tickle you like this.
Uncle Freddy, stop!
Well, now, let that be a lesson to you. Now you know what's going to happen if you don't laugh at my jokes. Now, come on, Julie. We'll go get your luggage and have the laughingest trip to the station this town has ever seen.
Yes? Oh, Mrs. Brennan?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Brennan. Julie, what are you doing here?
Hello, Grandma.
Mrs. Brennan, I'm Penny Gibbs.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Miss Gibbs, but I, well, won't you come in?
Thank you. Julie, aren't you going to kiss your Grandma?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Julie. You look lovely, my dear. You must excuse the looks of my rooms, Miss Gibbs. I haven't been well, and I can't afford help.
Oh, please don't feel you have to make any apologies. Oh, you seem surprised to see us. Didn't you get my telegram?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, then I guess I have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, sit down, won't you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Julie seems well. You've obviously taken good care of her. I want to thank you so much.
We loved having you with us, Mrs. Brennan. But she's missed her mother so much.
Oh?
She hasn't been very happy without her. And, I was advised that since we can't find her mother, she'd be somewhat happier here. Mrs. Brennan, have you heard from Peg?
No, I haven't. Not a word, and I doubt if I will. I'm sorry about the noise, Miss Gibbs. The elevator's a nuisance, isn't it?
I understand when you get used to it. You don't even hear the noise.
Well, I don't, but it's... You can't mean you're bringing Julie here to live with me, do you, Miss Gibbs?
I'm sure she'll be happy here. Won't you, Julie?
Yes, Aunt Penny.
Julie, did you misbehave?
Did I, Aunt Penny?
Oh, darling, you most certainly did not. Mrs. Brennan, Julie's actions have been such that I've been advised that this is the proper place for her.
I wouldn't call it proper at all. Does this look to you like the kind of place in which to bring up a little girl?
Yes, but Julie seemed so happy here before.
Only because she knew nothing better than playing in the streets and living in this dismal place I call a home. I'm a poor woman, Miss Gibbs. Even alone in this place, I can hardly make both ends meet. I can't afford to feed another mouth or clothe and house another person.
Yes, Mrs. Brennan, Julie belongs here with you. You're the only family she has.
Well, if I'm the only family she has, she doesn't have much, does she? You must try to understand me, Miss Gibbs. It isn't that I don't love the child. I do. I love her so much, I'd prefer to give her up to someone who can do something for her and to keep her and be able to give her nothing.
Yes, but she doesn't need very much. She doesn't ask for anything.
She needs the out-of-doors, sunshine, the ground to play in, fresh air, a pleasant home, a pleasant room, good food and healthy and happy companions. And I can't give her any of those things. She can't stay here.
She must stay here, Mrs. Brennan. You have to take her.
Because she's my responsibility? She's not. She's her mother's responsibility, not mine. And her mother deserted her. Deserted her for better things for herself, I'm sure. But the desertion meant better things for Julie, too. I won't have the child here.
Suppose I helped with money. Would that
make any... Do I have to make myself any clearer, Miss Gibbs? This is no place for a normal, healthy child. And there is no place for her here. There never was. I kept her only because I didn't know what else to do. And I wouldn't put her in a home. But if you leave her with me now, I will put her in a home. I promise you.
I see. Julie.
Yes, Aunt Penny.
Darling, would you like to come back to Rossville and live with me?
Oh, yes, Aunt Penny, yes. Grandma, make Aunt Penny take me back with her. Please make her do it, will you?
Is Julie Martin going to go back to Rossville and become a permanent member of Penny's family? Is Penny, who can't find happiness of her own, destined to bring happiness to this lonesome little girl? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.